Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So, Ocean's 8, a new Ocean's 8 movie, or Ocean's movie. This is Ocean's 8 coming out, but there's a little twist here, and it's not really a little twist.
Pretty big. All women.
An all-female cast in this. And the title role, I guess, goes to Sandra Bullock.
Right. She is Debbie Ocean, the sister of the George Clooney character, who they say is dead. I don't know. She says she's not sure either. But anyway, they visit his
leaving the door open.
Yes, they visit his crypt. She is like her brother. She plays the George Clooney part, and Cate Blanchett is the Brad Pitt part. They are the two leaders of this heist that's planned to take place during the Met Gala in New York, and it's the Costume Institute that does this thing, and it's very elaborate, and they're planning to steal some very important jewels.
So this is set in New York rather than Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah. And how is it different if you have women in these roles?
It's just that I guess maybe the fashion and they are forever changing and getting and this is, you know, luscious wardrobe because of the ball itself. They all have these great outfits. But otherwise, it's not that much different. They're just a little more dressed up.
Anne Hathaway is in this.
She's great. She plays an actress who is the hostess for the whole event, for the gala, and she wears these jewels that are this one necklace that's worth $150 million, and that's a lot of what it's about. But she is so good at playing this actress who can't act, and that's a lot of fun for her. She's an Oscar winner, it's kind of sad, you know.
So she's not one of the Ocean's 8?
No.
Yeah, uh-huh. So one of the reviews says you can turn your brain on or off watching Ocean's 8. Either way, you'll have a blast.
I would say so. It does suffer a bit because it's not directed by Steven Soderbergh, directed or written by him. And he did do all the three previous, and he's a producer on this. But it's just not quite his touch, because not only did he, when he had a movie, he actually runs the camera himself. And there's just a touch of his that's not quite there.
Generally good reviews, though, from what I've seen for this. And it will be on in Greenville, I think, most of the other nearby movie venues.
Yes.
This weekend. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner film critic. We're going to try to move pretty fast over several things, several other films in the remaining time. Next week, Incredibles 2 is coming out. That's going to be a big movie for the summer.
It is. It's that people have waited only 14 years for this. It's been a long time, and this is The Incredibles 2. My daughter said, I thought, shouldn't it be Incredibles 7 by now? And I said, no, they haven't had any more.
Yeah.
But I guess the kids know what it is because they do have...
I've seen it on video.
And we're able to keep up with these characters, and they keep all of them. That's what's amazing. All these years later, well, the children, but the main leads are the same people. Holly Hunter is Elastigirl, and Craig T.
Nelson,
thank you, is Mr. Incredible, and then their kids, Violet, Daisy, Violet Dash and Jack-Jack were all in the other one, but they have new kids playing the parts. And Jack-Jack is a tot. So no time has passed.
I see. All right. So we just have a moment or two, but you've seen the Fred Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is out this week.
It's got 4 stars. I adored it. I had no idea it was going to be this fine. One of the best documentaries ever made. And really, I was sitting next to a very large gentleman who cried more than I did. So heart tugging. It takes you back. I was a mom during that time, but it got to me too. And what a great man he was. And we are really needing somebody like that right now. Such a life affirming person.
Mm-hmm. And we'll just have a moment, but you say Hereditary is just an incredible horror film and a great horror film if you like that kind of thing.
It is a very classy kind of horror film. It's got enough to make it turn into a literal classic, and it's better than The Exorcist or anything like that of its time, of our time. It is that scary.
Yeah, just relative. So you would compare it to The Exorcist in that way?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, the impact of it. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.